Commissioners, regular session, Thursday, February 11th, 2016, agenda to order. The second item on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli? Doozy?
Yes.
Flynn?
Here.
Kleinfeld? Marino?
Here.
Myjack?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toco?
Here.
Osborne?
Here.
Invocation by Marv Sauger tonight, but before Marv speaks, I know he... His brother Larry has been going through a really tough battle, and I think they're having some really tough times right now, and so I'd like to take a moment in silence for Commissioner Sauger. Commissioner Sauger?
Thank you. Bow your heads and think of my brother Larry, and also my prayer tonight. We ask your blessing on our deliberations tonight. May our direction be inspired in genuine concern and fairness for those who elected us as their stewards. May your spirit of wisdom be our guiding light. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Marino, supported by Doozy. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated 1-20-16 and 2-4-16. Moved by Smith, supported by Brown. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are adopted unanimously. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. The executive correspondence, I think, was sent over under the different meetings that we had at 5 o'clock. Committee reports of our previous meeting, which is on your desk, from Justice and Public Safety, HHS, and Finance, February 11th. Moved by the chair and the vice chair. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The committee reports are unanimously adopted.
Never mind.
Board chair report, which I went over in the finance committee meeting. Is there any follow-up on that? Seeing none, and motion to receive and file, moved by Marino, supported by Myjack. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Correspondence were the two issues that I talked about in terms of the ballot. For the veterans millage, which would be on page 23. And you can see the outline on page, or on page 24. The clerk can go over it if you have any questions, but May 10th is the deadline for ballot wording or proposed to be submitted by the clerk by this body. And that's for the August election, and for the November election, it would be August 16th. And that includes any millages, Todd? So any millages that might come before us for those election dates would have to meet those deadlines. And then you'll see on page 25 how much per residential market value that would be, and then it breaks down each community, and this was provided by the equalization director. And then there was a memo from John Shapka per Commissioner Brown's request in terms of who is the authority that puts the RTA millage or ballot on the question, question on the ballot, and that would be the RTA board and not the Board of Commissioners. Moved in their entirety. Moved by Brown, supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Correspondence is approved. New business. Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have in our audience today our new Deputy County Executive, Kathy Bartz. And Kathy and I have known each other for years, mostly. I think we met at the Village of East Harbor, where she was employed, and she was also part of the Anchor Bay Rotary that we belong to. So Kathy's here tonight just to see what we do, and we're going to show her, and we showed her here in 2 minutes.
Much.
Yeah, but I'm pleased that she's here working for the county.
The last meeting went 2 hours. You picked the right one. Kathy, would you like to say anything in terms of your background and your role and what you're going to be working on?
Sure.
Oh, you can go up to the microphone.
So I'm Kathy Bartz, and I have a very diverse background, a decade in banking, and a strong background in accounting and finance. And my most recent employment was a decade in healthcare. So I'm excited to be serving the county executive and looking forward to working with all of you, and certainly appreciated Kathy's invitation and just to come and view the, and, you know, view the board meeting and see exactly what this entails. So
come back to committee. You'll get a little more excitement.
Okay. Thanks so much.
And what in healthcare did you do?
The healthcare was with Presbyterian Villages of Michigan, so it was skilled nursing and subacute rehab.
Okay. Terrific.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Any questions? Always feel free to give us a call.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Kathy, anything else? Seeing none. Thing? Any other new business? No new business. Public participation. Going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli? Dugy?
Still here.
Flynn?
Here.
Kleinfeld? Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger? Smith?
Here.
Sokol?
Here.
Fosberg?
Yeah. Motion to adjourn by Dugy, yes. Supported by Sabatini. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you. So,